thanks. This work was done as part of Adiv Vulkan's master thesis with supervision of Eviatar Erel and Itai Klug. And the subject is shadow and R package for geometric shadow calculations in an urban environment. I will start with introduction and motivation for making this package, then overview of the functions, several examples, and the summary. In the field of urban planning, it is frequently required to estimate whether a given point is shaded or not, given a representation of obstacles, such as buildings, and sun position. For example, it may be interesting to evaluate the shadow impact of a new building, microclimatic conditions, or photovoltaic electricity production potential. Most commonly available shadow analysis tools are based on raster input or digital elevation models. However, these may not be available at sufficient resolution for urban environments and are expensive to produce. Moreover, vertical urban elements such as building facades cannot be represented in such a way. The last problem is solved in the other class of tools, vector-based three-dimensional ones. However, these are mostly restricted to proprietary software associated with specific file formats and aimed at visualization rather than quantitative analysis and programming. In our case, for example, it was necessary to evaluate shading for an entire neighborhood, for its roofs and facades on hourly intervals, and we could not locate an open source solution that could be easily integrated with analysis workflow in R and suitable for building outline and height or extruded polygons input, which is the most commonly available data type on urban environments. Therefore, it was eventually easier to implement our own solution in R, and this is the Shadow R package. It has three main functions for calculating shadow height, shadow footprint, and sky view factor, or SVF. As we will see shortly, the inputs and outputs slightly vary based on type of calculation. However, in general, the inputs comprise of the queried location, which is a spatial point or a raster layer, the obstacles, which is a polygonal layer with a height attribute, and sun position given as a matrix with sun azimuth and elevation angles. The package can be installed either the official version from CRAN or from GitHub, and for the following examples, we also load packages Raster and ArcGeos for related spatial calculations. For the first three examples, we use a sample data set provided with the package named here build, representing the outline of four buildings. The buildings are associated with a height attribute named building height, shown as text labels here. And the second layer named park represents a park, shown in green. The first function calculates shadow height based on this principle. If we have a queried point or the viewer, and sun position, either viewed from above or from a cross section, and we have obstacles. To calculate shadow height, we first need to determine the intersection points of sun rays with the obstacles, such as here. Since we also know the obstacle's height, we can calculate their distance, and we know sun elevation angle alpha, we can use this simple trigonometric relation to calculate shadow height. To use this function, let us create a sample queried point layer, for example, having a single point, the centroid of the buildings layer. And let us take one point in time, for example, 24th of December 2004, 1:30 in the afternoon. First, we need to determine sun position. To do that, we need to know also the longitude and latitude of the queried location, which can be done, for example, with function sp transform. And once we know the longitude, latitude, and time, we can use function solarPose from package map tools to calculate sun position, shown here. In this case, the sun is located at azimuth angle of 209 degrees and elevation angle of 29 degrees. Now we can use function shadow height with the four parameters. The queried location is the layer with the single point. The obstacles layer are the buildings. The name of the height field is building height and the sun position. The result is a numeric matrix. In this case, it has one row and one column since we had one point in time and one point in space. And the value is 19.86 meters. This can be visualized as follows. Here we can see in the center the queried point. The yellow line points toward the sun azimuth. In red we can see the intersection points with the obstacle outline, which results in a shadow height of 19.86 meters. Instead of calculating shadow height for individual point or points, we can create a continuous shadow height surface. To do that, we need to provide a raster template. For example, in this first code section, we create a raster template covering the extent of the building's layer plus 50 meters buffer at a resolution of 2 meters. And then we run function shadow height again, this time replacing the location argument with the raster template, and also using a parallel processing option with two cores to make the calculation faster. And this is the result. The white background is the area which is not shaded, while in gray we can see shaded cells. The value expresses shadow height, such as for the individual point we calculated previously. Moving to the second function, shadow footprint, which calculates the geometric shape of shadow on the ground. As we can see here, the shadow footprint for one building at different times of day of a given date. For this, let us take another point in time, for example, 9:30 in the morning, 24th of June. Once again, we can use function solarPose to calculate sun position. In this case, it is at azimuth angle of 89 degrees and elevation angle of 47 degrees. Here we apply function shadow footprint with similar inputs. The name of the obstacles layer, the buildings, the name of the height field, and the new sun position we just calculated. The resulting object footprint is a polygonal layer. We can calculate, for example, its intersection area with the green park, and then calculate the shaded park proportion here, which in this case is 0.34, which can be visualized as follows. Here in light gray, we can see the footprint, shadow footprint of the building at this particular time. And indeed, about a third of the park is expected to be shaded. If we repeat the calculation for different times of day, we can create a time series of shade proportion for this park, which tells us, for example, that it is expected to be shaded mainly in the morning hours and not in the afternoon. And the third function, SVF, is used to calculate the sky view factor. The sky view factor is a dimensionless value expressing fraction of sky visible from the ground up. In this illustration, again, we see the queried point here. And we have a single obstacle shown in gray, positioned in such a way that the angle here is equal to 45 degrees. In this particular case, sky view factor is equal to 0.75, since 3/4 of the sky are visible for the viewer. This is just a two-dimensional sky view factor estimate. However, if you repeat the calculation for different cross sections and average the results, we can estimate the three-dimensional sky view factor. Here we're using function SVF, again with similar inputs. The queried location is the same building's layer centroid. the obstacles are the buildings and the name of the height field is building height. The result is a numeric value of 0.44, which can be visualized as follows. Here in the center we can see the queried location. The yellow lines express the different two-dimensional cross-section. In each one of them, Skyview factor is evaluated based on intersection with obstacles shown in red, and the averaged final result is 0.44. Similarly to the shadow height, instead of calculating Skyview factor for individual points, we can also create a continuous Skyview factor surface. To do that, again, we need to replace the location argument with a raster template. We're using the same one from the previous example, and we're also using a parallel processing option. The result is visualized here. This is the Skyview factor surface for the building surroundings. As can be expected, when we get further away from the building, Skyview factor approaches the value of 1. While near the buildings, for example, in the individual point we had earlier, Skyview factor is lower, for example, 0.44. We also used these functions on a larger example on the study mentioned earlier. We had a layer of 410 buildings from a single neighborhood. The queried point in this case consisted of 500,000 points covering facade area at 1 meter resolution and 160,000 points covering roof area at 1 meter resolution also. We evaluated for each point whether it is shaded or not in each hour of a given year. And combined with meteorological estimates, we could then calculate the expected total direct annual radiation to be received at each point, as visualized here. To summarize, the shadow package offers straightforward estimation of shading and skyview factor in urban environments. It is based on generally available polygonal building data and can be easily integrated with general spatial analysis workflow in R. The functions can be used to determine whether a given location is shaded or not, to calculate shaded surface area, and to estimate skyview factor of ground locations. However, it should be noted, the model currently assumes flat terrain and polygon extrusion type of obstacles, which may not be suitable for all cases. For example, if we need to represent complex shape of buildings or other complex obstacles, such as trees, and non-flat topography. That's it. Thank you for listening. Any comments and questions?